Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, join us here. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can join us there at Skype. Username lrn.fm. So in the last hour, and I think we should continue now, the list of 10 things, 10 news items that went by the wayside in the media because of the Caitlyn Jenner story. Of course, almost everybody who has turned on the news in the last week or so has heard of the Caitlyn Jenner situation, the sports icon Bruce Jenner changing his gender to a female. And, you know, I support him on that. If he wants to change his gender, he should be able to do that. And that's cool. End of conversation, as far as I'm concerned. But the media just talked and talked and talked and talked about it, and probably still is. And so what did we miss? What did the people who were watching that coverage of Caitlyn Jenner and the controversy, what important stories that might actually have some sort of impact on their life did they miss? So brief recap, Mark, numbers 1 and 2 on the list. I know number 2 was the airplanes from the FBI that have been gathering personal data, allegedly from cell phone signals. And then number 1 was what?
The USA Freedom Act.
Yes, the new variant on the Patriot Act that supposedly puts some chains on the government spy agencies. But
arguably, actually,
really.
Less so. It's even probably might even be more intrusive than the Patriot Act. This is the problem with these names and politicians passing them.
Yeah. Number 3.
This week, NBC was caught manipulating footage of a witness interview to make the police shooting of an unarmed college student, that's Ferris Morad, seem less sinister to its audience. His death was one of nearly 400 police killings logged this year alone.
Is that the one I saw a headline? Maybe it's a completely different police shooting, because, again, there have been plenty. But there was the one where the kid got shot to death by the cops. He had headphones in, so he could not respond. He didn't know he was even being yelled at by this
cop. That wasn't the same one, no.
Different one, okay.
Yeah.
That's another outrageous story.
Keeps going on.
This last week.
In number 4, in what appears to be good news, Congress moved this week to require police to report all killings and uses of force committed on duty. Because what's really surprising in a country where, you know, it's supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people, we don't even know when the cops shoot the people. We don't even know that. We don't even know how many there are. People have had to go online and create websites to try to just sort of comb through police reports all across the nation to figure it out, because there's no requirement to even report that they've shot somebody.
Wow.
Let alone some kind of accountability beyond that. It's crazy.
That's shocking.
Stuff.
I didn't realize that was the case.
That's the case. There was previously no requirement, and only 750 out of 17,000 police departments voluntarily report such data. That's a very small percentage. The law also requires reporting of police deaths on duty, which is already codified in a law passed in May.
Just to be clear, they're requiring police departments to report federally this information?
Yes.
Okay.
Because at one point the FBI was collecting information, but only if police departments willingly gave it to them.
All right.
And only a small amount of police departments actually were doing that. Mm-hmm. So you would have these artificially low numbers of police shootings in the United States.
Got it.
And that's a real problem. Number 5, a Department of Homeland Security investigation found that 95% of cases that the TSA failed to find weapons and mock explosives smuggled through airports.
Your government at work.
Yeah. Undercover DHS agents managed to sneak through 67 of 70 incidents without a hassle from the TSA, the administration that claims that its services are necessary to keep Americans safe. In one of those we read on air, they actually just used tape to stick a bomb to somebody's back and walked them through security, and they walked through security just fine. The TSA couldn't find somebody with a bomb taped to their back.
After he set off a magnometer.
Well, this is the new tape technology.
Yeah.
That I'm not surprised the government wasn't prepared for tape. I mean, how long has that been around? Mm-hmm. 100 years? 200 years? I have no idea.
No one would ever think to look on the small of someone's back.
Yeah, dear God, for a bomb weapon and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we hit that story earlier this week. I'm liking that we have been aware of
hard,
some, of these, yeah, some of these stories. Anyway, go ahead. Let's keep going.
Well, that's because Free Talk Live doesn't generally talk about the newest news story that comes out. We tend to hit the stuff that's a bit offbeat. And our favorite thing to do is to show that politicians and bureaucrats are they're inefficient. They're out for themselves. And it's a terrible system. This organizational model known as the state. I'm not talking about government. I'm talking about an organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of government, on being the government in a given geographic area, that it's inefficient. It's a monopoly. Monopolies are known for a few things, among them terrible customer service and high prices. What a surprise that when the government does things, it does them inefficiently and always comes in way over budget,
mm-hmm.
because that is the nature of the type of organization that they are in.
Well, Mark, if you gave the TSA another $1 billion or $2, maybe they'd get better.
Right. They're the only type of organization that can fail their way to more funding. Right. If you had a security agency, if the airports hired a security organization to make sure that the planes were safe, and that security organization missed 95% of guns and bombs that they tested themselves on, or actually somebody else came through and tested them on, because you wouldn't necessarily hear their own test, then that airport or those airlines would fire that organization immediately. But when that organization is the federal government and its people walk around with little badges sewn into their shirts and little official uniforms, then that's when you have the problem. You can't get rid of a monopoly. If you said, TSA, get out, well, they're still going to hand down federal regulations on how your security agency, because I think there's one airport in America that actually doesn't have the TSA. They're still going to hand down federal rules on how they have to operate,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have the same problems all over again.
Yeah.
Privatizing doesn't mean handing the monopoly privilege off to some other new organization. It means allowing people to compete. The only way you're going to have good customer service when it comes to security.
Well, generally, privatizing does mean handing over a monopoly status to an organization. I would call allowing people to compete a marketplace. That would be marketizing. Privatizing is always associated with handing some government
thing to a private company. It's always associated with it, but that's why the term has been so corrupted.
So just leave it to be. Leave it be where it is.
Fine, it's corrupt. Doesn't matter to me one way or the other, as long as we're talking about the same thing and we can get our terminology out there. Fine, marketizing security for airlines would make them far more secure. That's all I'm saying. Number five, a Department of Homeland Security, that's number six. A high-value Guantanamo detainee, Majid Khan, alleged this week that he was tortured by CIA agents with tactics worse than previously revealed.
Oh, no.
Though the Senate's December torture report detailed gruesome techniques including forced rectal feeding and sleep deprivation. Oh. Khan claims he was sexually abused, hung nude from beams, and had his genitals dipped in ice water, other offenses.
That's one I had not heard about.
No, I hadn't heard this one either. And it's an allegation. There's not much of an opportunity to prove these things. But the problem is that, there's a lot of unaccountability when you put people in these off-country, detainment centers.
Yeah, it's not like the FBI is going to set up a video. Reagan released that video publicly of them doing all these awful things, or whoever. It would be the CIA, I guess.
The things they do legally to prisoners in this country are horrifying. There's just recently a report out that came out from the UN on the solitary confinement. It's used a great deal in the United States, but not used in very many other Western countries because it's found to be mentally damaging.
So counterproductive.
This is just right. Like this, what you want to do with people that you're going to release back onto the streets? You want to make them crazy. You want to take criminals and you want to make them crazy. And that's going to be good for everybody, right? Mm. There won't be any recidivism there. So, I have no idea what went on, but I didn't hear the story. And that's what happens when America gets all caught up with a rich, weird millionaire that has decided to get the wear girl clothes. I don't know. I mean, like, who cares?
Obviously, a lot of people care about that.
You should not care.
Right. I mean, right on, dude, you know, or lady. 855 450 free. It's your body. Do what you want.
Well,
855 450 3733. How many more of these we got? Four?
Four.
All right. So we're going to continue with the list, and you can share your thoughts on any of this. It's all up to you. You can join us here toll free. 855 450 free or via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm as we continue on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More on the way.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whoa. Welcome to Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about anything that you might want to discuss. We're going down a list of 10 different news stories that have been basically ignored to some extent by mainstream media in favor of talking about the Caitlyn Jenner story, which arguably is nowhere near as important as the all of the stories that thus far the antimedia.org has been sharing with us. Is this John Vibes who wrote this piece? They do good work over there at the Antimedia.
Kerry Wedler.
Thanks for that. So we're going to continue with that list, but first I want to let you know how to protect your privacy online. And one of the ways is by encrypting your internet connection. ProXPN can do that. And we're talking about your smartphone, laptop, desktop, whatever computing system you're using, there's probably a ProXPN app for you. Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever you're on, go to proxpn.com/FTL. You download their app, get it installed and up and running. It takes just moments, and then you are encrypted, which means your internet service provider can no longer know what you're doing online. They're still providing you with internet service. They're just passing along your encrypted data to ProXPN, and they can't look at it. They don't have any clue anymore once you get connected at proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software up. Plus, it'll also the encryption will also protect you from criminals that might be sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. And when you're ready to upgrade from the free account to premium to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee by using proxpn.com/FTL and then using code FTL50. That's FTL50, as in 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with code FTL50. It breaks down to just under $5 per month. So go and get started with ProXPN. Again, you can go right now and start for free. ProXPN.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here with the list of 10 news stories that the anti-media says are far more important than Caitlyn Jenner, which I totally agree thus far. All of these have seemed very relevant to our time. Let's go with number 7, I believe it was.
That's right. In a continuing unsettling pattern, three more stories came to light of bankers meeting their death. The executive of American Express died mysteriously in an international flight while another jumped off the 24th floor of his apartment building in an apparent drug-induced suicide. Another story released this week detailed a Goldman Sachs employee who found dead in her car in April. They join a growing list of bankers whose lives have ended prematurely. And I've seen these documentations of these deaths. And, you know, some conspiracy theories interest me more than others, but this one I've been going like, I shall keep watching this. You know, like, do I believe that people kill people over money? You better believe I do.
Sure.
Absolutely. So, in the world of banking finance, if somebody was going to say something that somebody's conscience finally got a hold of them, yeah, I think it's quite possible. I don't know. But
yeah, a little speculative, but yeah,
it's speculative.
Interesting. It's interesting.
Number 8. But does anybody know that story?
No, I hadn't heard about it.
Right. You hadn't heard about it. Nobody's heard about it. I think it's still more relevant to our lives.
No doubt.
Than the Caitlyn Jenner story. In an all too common pattern. Yes, number 8. News surfaced this week that local police in Palm Beach, Florida engaged in illicit activity. As the anti-media reported, at least one minor and at least one sex worker invited to a private party on a golf course that was held by members of the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department in 2012.
Witnesses reported, I had this story from Truth Voice, actually. I think that version of it from Virgil Baduva. And I don't think we got to it on the air. But, boy, this one, they've even got pictures.
Yeah, they got pictures of the hooker on the golf course. Witnesses reported that members of the party were openly using cocaine. This is the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department that was doing this. Okay.
Oh, it's easy to – I mean, when you're a cop, you've got all kinds of access to cocaine.
Yeah, this just got that out of the evidence locker. Openly using cocaine, and the woman who attended the party was walking around the golf course fully nude.
Mm-hmm.
This parallels the DEA's recent drug cartel-funded prostitute party scandal. The DEA's recent drug cartel-funded funded prostitute party scandal,
sure,
as well as a plethora of cases where the police use and sell illicit substances. I think it's worth throwing in the Secret Service on this one too, the most austere policing agency in America. This is what your law enforcement officers do in their spare time. They break the law, then they throw you in jail for it.
It wouldn't surprise me if they were actually getting paid while they were out there on the golf course with the prostitute.
I wouldn't know, and certainly not every police officer does this, but ladies and gentlemen, where were the good cops? These good cops that are constantly on, vigilantly looking out for the bad cops who are having cocaine hooker parties on a local golf course, well, with a prostitute who's running around buck naked. Where are these good cops?
The looks on the faces of these cops, too. I mean, if you've seen the, I'm going to take the Truth Voice story and post that on our Facebook and Twitter, so that way you can actually see the series of photographs. I mean, they are really enjoying themselves with this used-up hooker from who knows
she
where.
She clearly has the face of, she has that face of somebody who's, like, done a lot of drugs in their life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sorry that that's the case, but, you know, that's what it looks like. Then, you know, you can tell oftentimes by looking at somebody whether they...
She at the very least looks like a heavy drinker. But, again, she's alleged to have been bumping cocaine while at the... this location.
Getting it for free from the cuppers. In a
hold that thought, Mark. What are we up to, number nine?
Number nine.
All right, hold on to that. First, Mike is in Panama City listening to WYOO-FM. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Welcome, sir. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Man, you know, you guys are nailing a lot of stuff, but one of the things, I mean, you're really hitting around it, but NSA has been putting dossiers together on our elected representatives. Like, Rand Paul is not being... You know, he doesn't have a lot of dirt on him, but when they go into that meeting where they're talking about the Pacific Treaty, which is going to make GATT and NAFTA look like a little, you know, puppy, but what they're doing is they hand him a private file for them to look at, and then they go, oh, okay, well, this is how we'd like you to vote. Why do you think that thing's so secret?
Now, is there any evidence that the NSA has gathered documents on the politicians, or is that just speculation? I think it's good speculation.
I think it's fair speculation.
It makes sense, but
it
hasn't been proven.
I got it from a congressional aide.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Still hearsay, but...
Wait, hang on. Let me just tell you guys something.
What's been going on
with this whole thing with the... You've got 70 cabinet members for the Muslim Brotherhood. You've got... Everybody who's been trying to take down Syria and Bashar Assad.
I'm sorry, seven cabinet members.
70, he said.
70
from
what?
The Muslim Brotherhood on Obama's cabinet.
You believe that there are 70 members of the Muslim Brotherhood
seven,
that are on?
Seven members from the Muslim
seven?
Brotherhood actually on Obama's cabinet.
And that you're hearing third hand from, or as hearsay from somebody who supposedly works up there?
No, if you'll go and look at the Holy Land Foundation trials from 2007, and there are several people from the counterterrorist operations that were laid off from the FBI that have formed the group. And if you go look at that, the Holy Land Foundation trials, you Google that on the internet, and you pull that up, and you back out of these, there's a schematic on there.
Mike, so thanks for the tip, man. I appreciate hearing from you. More on the way coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. 855-450-3733 with you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. We've got archives that go back for years. We've got a YouTube channel where you can actually watch the cam feed that we're streaming live right now later on. And I fixed the last few episodes. Somebody pointed out via email, hey, what happened? This, you guys, YouTube videos haven't been working since the second. Apparently, I uploaded the videos, but I never hit the publish button, so my bad. It's been fixed. Thanks for bringing it to our attention, because a lot of times, you know, screw something up, and we don't know about it unless you say something, so I appreciate the feedback. So go and grab YouTube videos, archives, MP3s, live streams, and so much more for free.
I think we should fire the person who's responsible for this.
At freetalklive.com. How do you fire yourself? I mean, that's something that...
I don't think people even understand that, like, it's us that does this show, pretty much.
Pretty much. So we're going to continue here. Let's go to Eddie. He's listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian and Mark, you guys do such a great job. I love your show, and I love that it's live every single day. And I mean, look, you have to publish your own web, YouTube stuff. You publish your own everything. You guys take care of it all. So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, you know how much I appreciate you guys. Thanks for all that you do. And, of course, being live every single night. So I want to ask you, because I never called in before,
Oh, good, because I was about to rake you over the coals, even though you're the program director of the radio station for audio filleting us here on the air. There's nothing I can't stand it when people call talk shows and.
Perfect.
Yeah, I can't stand it when people call talk shows and talk about how great the show hosts are. Anyway, go ahead with what you wanted to talk about.
I appreciate it.
I actually own the station. But anyway, Ian, I gotta know, because every time I hear you guys talking about the cops, the police officers, or anything having to do with law enforcement, I've never heard anything positive. So I'm hoping that you can kind of give our listeners like a primer on, you know, what it is about police officers or the police force in general that you don't like, or that you guys just, I mean, because what you're saying is essentially that there's sort of like this institutional corruption in almost every single police department, and Mark especially. And, you know, I'm fine hearing your point about it, but I love just kind of a primer where all that stuff.
Well, let me say something nice first. I mean, because when the cops do something right, I like to give them props and tell them thank you and, you know, say, hey, you guys did the right thing in this case. And, you know, I think the cops here in the Keene, New Hampshire area are a cut above the average cops around the rest of the country. And I've had great conversations with a lot of these guys, even Chris Cantwell, who's like a huge critic of the police. He's been warming up to the local cops. He had one of the cops out on the porch just talking to him for an hour by consent. You know, it was something that they both wanted to do. And he's going to meet with the local chief for coffee here. There's a new guy that's been named to chief. So, you know, here we've got connections with these guys, but all around the country, they're real problems.
I'd like to point out that I talk to them on a relatively regular basis at accident scenes when I'm, you know, doing fire department stuff too.
How's that gone for you?
I'm just wearing a fire department hat, and they just chit-chatting with a, you know, firefighter.
They probably know who you are, though. I don't know. You used to be on television, Mark. People watch
well,
that
one
show.
One of the reasons I do bring it up, if I could interrupt you guys, is recently, actually on Memorial Day, we lost a veteran of the United States military and a 4-year servant of our Rio Rancho our police department here, Officer Benner. And it was a big loss for our community. And Albuquerque is kind of ground zero, and Rio Rancho is just an extension of Albuquerque here in New Mexico. We've had some real issues. People aren't taking leadership positions. And, you know, I really think it's not on a part of the police officers. It has more to do with the leadership internally, you know, because by and large, police officers, they're out doing a job, and their leadership sometimes, and in our community many times exudes a kind of lack of leadership in a way that is sort of, I don't even know how to point it out. It's just so weird. They just fall silent in really critical times. And ends up creating all this criticism. And your criticism is really well founded in that vacuum, because you have a lack of leadership both upon the people who are supposed to be out sticking their necks out on behalf of law enforcement.
Well, it's not just a lack of leadership. It's like a negative leadership in some departments' cases, where, you know, they are corrupt at the top levels. And we've had police on our show talk about this, you know, active and retired cops who've called in to say that the corruption rises all the way through the ranks, and when you've got these corrupt guys at the tops of these departments, then they're going to protect the guys who are below them, who are also corrupt, who are assisting in whatever, you know, nastiness is going on. And Albuquerque is one of the worst departments in recent times, if I'm recalling correctly. This was the place where they shot the homeless guy to death, or at least more than one homeless guy, but they shot that one guy to death for no reason whatsoever.
It was all captured on video, Ian.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. And I think it's a negative leadership, exactly the way that you say it is. And, you know, we're a year away from that. We actually have something taking place that you wouldn't agree with, which is the Department of Justice, of all the departments, getting involved and telling our local, right? It's not even a local issue. I mean, it's not a local issue anymore. Now President Obama's made it a federal issue, and this is where you have these sort of federalization of police departments, and Albuquerque is the shining example of that, you know, right here. And we're nearly a border town, 300 miles away. Mm. It's just very, very scary, because I sort of feel as if our community is being kind of experimented with, if you will. And if you could kind of speak to that with our listeners, I know many of the people that I talk to on a regular basis feel that way. I'm sort of communicating their emotions.
So just to be clear, you want us to speak to sort of the basics
of federalization. The police departments and whether or not you think that's actually happening.
Absolutely.
It's obviously happening. Levels.
It's been happening for a long time with the federal government handing down military equipment to police departments and handing down, you know, rules and things for them to follow and handing down money to enforce the war on drugs, which, of course, is one of the major factors in separating the police from the people. You know, I'd like to see a situation where the police are peace officers whose primary goal is to restore peace rather than mindlessly enforce all these bad laws on people. And that's why you get a situation where people don't want to, they don't trust the police, they don't want to talk to the police, they're not interested in helping the police with legitimate investigations.
Right.
When the police are coming around, knocking on doors, asking about a murder, people don't want to talk to them because they're worried the cops are going to come in and they'll see the bong sitting out on the, you know, kitchen counter and get arrested, or because the police just arrested one of their friends for possession of marijuana the other week. That's why people don't trust the cops, and so there's this, you know, divide between the people and the police, and even among police culture, there's an attitude very commonly found of us versus them, and they believe themselves to be, and again, I'm being very general, there are some police who don't fall under this category, but there's a mentality of us versus them where, you know, they are better than the rest of us.
They're persecuted. And, I don't know about better, but they feel persecuted, and once somebody
Treated better. They're given, there's a train that crashed, there was a story a few years ago about a train that crashed. A police officer was on that train. He got, like, all kinds of fancy funeral with, like, a parade. And all the other people who died in that train crash didn't get anything
like that.
So, you know, it's clearly kind of the two different categories of people. The privileged class.
I understand the broad brush that you're painting with, and I understand it, especially the generalization, the way that it's come out to light. But, you know, us having just lost an officer because of a guy who could have been arrested by our district attorney and wasn't prosecuted the right way, that's a failure of the Department of Justice. The very Department of Justice, supposedly at a federal level and both at a local level, and he's now being taken on federal charges, but at a local level, right, their job wasn't done to provide justice, and the officer has lost his life because the community at large, whether through mental health, whether through drug and gang-related community service stuff, whether all of these things, these peace type of things that are being done, and an officer had to lose his life, and this guy lost the rest of his life too, as well as well he should, for murdering a police officer.
Yeah, I feel bad for the cops that actually lose their lives in, you know, the sort of the pursuit of actual criminals. It's when the cops are dying in the pursuit of drug dealers is when it's hard to feel sorry for them because they're, you know, essentially aggressing against people who otherwise were peaceful. But, Eddie, good call, man, and thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Eddie there in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue Free Talk Live in moments.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you join us now toll-free at 855-453. What's that? You didn't manage to get to your phone quick enough to get in tonight? Well, it's okay. We do a live Sunday show, too, and you can join us tomorrow for that. You can join us anytime. We're here live 7 nights a week. Go and grab the show in archive form at freetalklive.com. Listen live via our streams. Listen live via over 150 radio stations, via satellite across North and Central America, and soon in Africa. Still waiting on the contract, by the way, on the African thing. My sales guy was on vacation when we kind of closed the deal. So still waiting on that, but hopefully we'll be starting back in Africa by the end of this month. So go check it out. Various different ways to listen over at freetalklive.com and all kinds of other things on the website that you can enjoy completely free. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have been going through a list of 10 news stories that arguably are, I think it's almost inarguably, are a lot more important than the Caitlyn Jenner news story that all the mainstream media seem to be obsessed with over the last week or so. And, Mark, we are on number 9 of the 10 list.
Yep, from the antimedia.org. In a once-in-a-century discovery, archaeologists in Russia discovered a 2,400-year-old golden bongs. They contain trace amounts of opium and marijuana, suggesting,
wow,
as the Palm Beach cop cocaine story does, and that was the previous thing there, that seeking altered states of consciousness is not a crime, but human nature.
It's been going on a long time.
The findings further prove that the failed war on drugs to be a futile and obsolete.
So how old were these things?
2,400-year-old golden bongs.
2,400 years old. That's incredible. I mean, they have found, like, pharaohs and people like that who've been buried with marijuana
weed, right?
before. So, yeah, it's not new news, but it's interesting that they had that same technology, right? Like, the bong isn't exactly new tech here is kind of the news. Let's go to Al, listening in Mobile to WAVH-FM. Hey, Al.
I just want to ask to get your opinion on regarding gun control.
Yes, sir.
I guess you guys remembered what happened in 2005 in New Orleans. And
yes, where they confiscated people's guns.
Right. If that happened on a massive scale, what do you think in general the reaction would be of people?
I think mostly they'll just give them up. I mean, we saw what happened in Connecticut after the Sandy Hook situation.
You mean where people were standing in lines, gun owners were standing in lines to voluntarily register themselves? That? Yeah, I think that would give them up. They gave them up in New Orleans, so why wouldn't they do it in other places? Now, there were some instances of people who refused to cooperate with the police in New Orleans, and I don't think they were forced.
They weren't killed.
Not all of them were forced, I guess. There was the one lady that they tackled in her kitchen, the old lady, but she had let the cops into the house in advance, so that was a mistake on her part, although we also saw a video of the cops just letting themselves into homes. So it was pretty crazy after Hurricane Katrina, and really it seemed like anything goes as far as what the police were doing to people at that time. So, yeah, it's a pretty scary thing, Al. What do you think?
Kind of contend with you. I hear a lot of people talk tough, but I think when the chips are down, people are just going to cow down.
How about, here's another example for you, more recent example, because Hurricane Katrina was a decade ago now, but let's look at the Boston bombing. After that, remember when it was Watertown, Massachusetts, cops were literally going door to door dressed like like a military attack squad, going in and literally clearing houses of people. And you damn well better believe that if those cops pointed guns at folks and said, hand over your guns, they probably would do that, too. They were certainly letting them in their homes, which arguably was a total violation of, you know, your right to privacy. What would happen? I was asking this question then, but I never got an answer because I don't think anyone tried this. At least they didn't try it on video. What would happen to the person who said, no, you are not going to be searching my home. I do not consent. Or, you know, to the people who refuse to even answer the door.
It's scary.
I mean, these guys were pointing machine guns into people's windows.
There's all kinds of pictures of police officers holding guns on regular citizens. You know, I don't care whether they're citizens or not, but people.
Human beings.
Looking for this one guy that was hiding in that boat.
Al, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Janice, listening in California. Janice, welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just coming on at the police. How they just about the, you know, going after drug dealers. I believe that is putting their lives in danger. But they're, for whatever reason, how they just make their way into people's homes and stuff. I don't know.
They sure do. In fact, it's over, 50,000 raids a year now? I think you corrected me on that, Mark, because I was citing 40,000. I know it's at least 40,000. Maybe it's more than that now.
Thousands. I think it's 50,000, yeah.
Yeah, thousands of raids every single year here, in tens of thousands of raids every single year here in the United States. And the majority, the super majority of them are supposed drug raids where they're looking for an ounce of marijuana or something.
It says here 80,000 at freedomoutpost.com. Yeah.
80,000, my God.
And that could be you. You know, even if you aren't a drug user, even if you aren't a drug dealer, it could be your house that they target because they get the wrong address. I mean, they do that all the time. Or maybe your son has been selling some marijuana, you know, quietly to his friends, and they're investigating him. These guys could come into any one of our homes anytime and then throw all your stuff everywhere, mess with everything in your house, maybe take you out in handcuffs on some trumped-up nonsense charge, and then you've got to put it all back together. Sorry, say again?
Yes. Out of my shower. They took me out of my shower, butt naked, out of my shower, and it was the wrong address.
Wow, I was just speculating. Hey, this could happen to you, and apparently it already has happened to you. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
So they broke into the house. They They, like you said, ransacked. They just tore up my home. And I lost my husband. Well, he wasn't my husband. Anyway, in the process, they shot him 5 times in my heart.
Oh, my God.
Mistake of identity. Mistake of identity, they said. And, so I am totally against some kind of police enforcement people.
Thank you for the call tonight. I am so sorry that that has struck your home in that way, and it's just, you know, proof that this really can happen to anybody. And thank you again. Shocking and horrifying, and pulling her out of the shower and shooting her loved one. Oh, my gosh. This could happen to you. Don't deny this.
It certainly happens everywhere.
Yeah, don't deny. Don't sit out there and say, well, I'm a law-abiding person. It couldn't happen to me. I love the police.
They'll bust into your house at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You reach for something. You reach for your eyeglasses on the counter.
Bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
And, you know, even your innocence will not save you from this. And even if they don't shoot you or harm your, you know, kill your dog or, you know, hit your kids or whatever it is that they've done to so many people. They set an infant on fire at one point or a crib. Even if they don't do that, you get lucky and they don't kill somebody in your home or shoot them. They probably won't apologize. You'll still have to put all the stuff away that they've thrown out of your drawers, broken, you know, various different things that they're trying to access, different parts of your home. You're going to have to piece all of that back together again afterwards, and they'll never even say they were sorry. Almost never do the police apologize for this stuff. Josh is in Panama City, Florida, listening to WYOO. Hey, Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, y'all are talking about, you know, will they go door-to-door, take their guns. I highly doubt that'll happen. I mean, I know you guys have already heard about the Obama administration talking about passing some more mandates, I guess they call them, about, you know, gun owners going to have $1 million worth of liability insurance. Because if they went door to door and tried to take people's guns, there would be some bloodshed, and it would.
But they did it
quickly.
They did it in New Orleans.
Yeah, they did it in New Orleans. When was that? Back in Katrina?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. That was a bad disaster incident. I mean, hurricane.
Well, if all they need is an excuse to confiscate your guns, then they'll have plenty of excuses in the future. There's always going to be some kind of disaster.
Well, I will agree that in all likelihood that they'll just continue to attempt to ratchet up. You know, the gun grabbers will continue to ratchet up the controls. I think that's more likely
to do it legally.
It's the system that has worked the best so far. I would agree that there's more likely to be a problem if they just try to go take them door to door.
Oh, there would be, because what's going to happen the first time, you know, the police has to come in, the person says no, and he has a concealed weapons carry permit, he already has a pistol on him, the police barge their way in, kick the door in, and walk in, and they take one in the chest and die. First time somebody shoots a cop for trespassing on his property illegally, it's going to hit the fan.
It happened in Indiana.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh, thanks for the call tonight, man. We are out of time, but I appreciate hearing from you. Number 10, real quick, Mark.
A declassified Pentagon report revealed this week that Western governments helped create ISIS, the infamous terrorist organization. According to the Defense Intelligence Agency report, the U.S. and other Western governments allied themselves with Al-Qaeda and other Islam extremist groups.
All right, back tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.